Welcome to Leaping Into Leadership, the go-to podcast for emerging corporate leaders like you, finding their footing in the dynamic world of management. I'm your host, Maggie, leadership and business coach, here to guide you to discover and manifest your true greatness as a leader through quick and actionable strategies. So hit that subscribe button, grab a refreshment, and join me. Let's make your transition into leadership less daunting and more rewarding, one episode at a time. Hi, welcome back. As we all know, ChatGPT has taken the world by storm. Since November 2022, it's transformed the way work is done, creating efficiency for employees like never before. Everyone talks about how great ChatGPT is, but I haven't come across anyone who talks about the risks. Before I jump into that, I wanted to explain what ChatGPT is so you can fully understand what you and your team are using. ChatGPT, developed by OpenAI, is first and foremost a tool. It generates human-like text by predicting the next word in a sentence. It's been trained on large amounts of internet text. The GPT stands for Generative Pre-trained Transformer. It highlights its ability to create text and its use of a sophisticated model for processing language sequences. I wanted to point out two key aspects of its design. Number one, it's generative, meaning it can create text. And number two, transformer, meaning it's a deep learning model that specializes in handling sequences of data, like language. Even though it has impressive abilities, ChatGPT learns from existing material, and it doesn't truly understand or think like a human would. It produces responses based on patterns from its training, occasionally producing inaccurate or biased content. ChatGPT is used for all kinds of text-based tasks, including reading, writing, text analysis, and even coding. But just know, it has its limitations. More on that later. And while I'm no stranger to innovation and technology, I think it would be beneficial for you to understand my experience in this area of business. Since September 2021, I've been heavily involved with innovation and technology at my current company. As my role evolved over time, I gained insight of innovation and technology as the department manager. Even though I was new to the scene when ChatGPT started to roll out, I had reservations about the new technology. I didn't fully embrace it right away. I watched people around me in the office using it. I wondered, how did they like it? What did they use it for? Occasionally, I would read articles about it to stay up to date with the trend, but still, I didn't use it. I kept hearing from different people how much they liked using it, and then I started to hear from other business leaders that they used it inside of their companies. So I started to think, maybe it's mature enough for me to take a look at what it had to offer. What's the harm? I'll ask it questions, right? And I'll get answers back. Easy. If you've ever used it, you know it's so fast when responding with information. It literally spits out information at you right after you hit send on a prompt that you submitted. The more I used ChatGPT, the more I started to become dependent on it. The more dependent I became, the less creative and innovative I felt, especially in the role I was in at my day job. I started to notice the data it spit out at me was repetitive. It would repeat the same ideas in the same paragraph and then reword it everything with big words. I was in it so much that I started to notice around 2 to 4 p.m. every day, it would take forever to load the information or load the response back to me. It wasn't until my company brought in a consultant to talk about ChatGPT best practices that I could see how my intuition and reservations about it were right. There's tons of benefits to using ChatGPT, but there's also risk. When you understand both sides, you'll be able to use it more safely. And if anyone needs support in this area of your business, let me know. I know a guy. Of all the risks to using ChatGPT, I wanted to share the three that stuck out to me. And I'll share the simple strategies you can implement right away to mitigate those risks. Number one is misinformation. ChatGPT can sometimes hallucinate details. It will present information with confidence, but it's actually incorrect or misleading. This can happen for so many reasons, including gaps in the training data or the model interpreting data incorrectly. Users might take this information at face value, leading to the spread of misinformation. And since the training data isn't continuously updated in real time, the knowledge it has is fixed, meaning it only knows what it knows from its last update. So any events, discoveries, or changes that occurred after the update are not part of its knowledge base. Users looking for the latest information on fast evolving topics may find that the responses are lacking or outdated. In the free version, ChatGPT 3.5, it's only trained on content up to September 2021, whereas ChatGPT 4, the paid version, can browse the internet using Bing and is trained on data up through April 2023. So how can you mitigate the risk of misinformation? Well, I suggest you do your own fact checking. I know it's counterintuitive to what ChatGPT is meant to help you do, but it's worth taking the extra time to check the facts before you use the data. This should be best practice regardless if you use ChatGPT to give you information or if you do research on your own on the internet. Number two is dependency or over-reliance. I spoke about my own experience of dependency, but I want to call it out as a risk for you to pay attention to. As AI becomes more integrated into daily tasks, there's a risk that users may become too reliant on it for answers, potentially at the expense of their own critical thinking and problem-solving skills. For example, when someone asks me for my opinion on a topic, I blank out. For me, it's mostly because I need extra time to think about things in order for me to develop that opinion. I like to have a more thought-out response because I don't like sounding stupid. If I had to on the spot, I could brain dump what I'm thinking without the fear of how I might come off. Now, in the context of using AI, I would imagine that my dependency on it would block me from engaging in discussions about topics. If I'm already struggling to articulate my thoughts coherently and cohesively without ChatGPT, what will happen to me if I continuously depend on this technology to think for me? That's scary. My mind is my biggest commodity. I don't know about you, but I don't feel comfortable with letting my brain be numbed like that. Since we're on the topic of learning and keeping that brain healthy, there are educational impacts on you as well. When you have to go out and research topics on your own for an email, an essay, an article, or project, you're actively learning about a specific topic or subtopics to compile all the information that's needed to create or draft your text. While ChatGPT can be a valuable tool for generating ideas or drafting emails or documents, its use should be balanced with efforts to ensure you engage with material, develop your understanding, and learn to express your thoughts independently. So how can you mitigate the risk of dependency or reliance on ChatGPT? I suggest you ask yourself some guiding questions to prompt critical thinking and creative problem solving. Here are some questions I would ask myself when I'm analyzing a business process. What's the current process? What are the issues that keep coming up from the current process? What are the complaints from other departments about the current process? How could you do this process a different way, but still get the same result in the end? Why would it work? Why wouldn't it work? Who needs to be involved in changing the process? Who does this change affect? Think of guiding questions as a way to strengthen your brain's ability to think strategically and solve problems efficiently. For leaders, using this skill effectively can set you apart. Imagine being so adept at strategic thinking that it becomes an instinct. Instead of just reacting to problems, you're anticipating them and guiding your team towards innovative solutions. This level of leadership is not just possible, it's within your reach. I'm confident that with my help, you'll get there. So if you'd like support through one-on-one coaching, let's talk. Reach out to me through the link in the show notes. So moving on to number 3, data privacy. I feel like I have to post a giant beware sign about this one. When you put data into ChatGPT, the automatic settings have it so that the data is collected by their system to train their language models. That means ChatGPT will get smarter over time, but it's because of the data that you put into it. Be cautious of what you're putting into ChatGPT. So if any of that data contains sensitive information, you pose the risk of exposing your data to the world. This can look like users sharing personal or sensitive information. Think confidential employee information, addresses, email addresses, full names, or anything like that. Entrepreneurs, do not put intellectual property into ChatGPT. You never know if it will pull that data and present it to someone else who's searching on the same topic. That system might present your intellectual property to them, and then they might take it at face value and then use it for themselves. To be fair, there are measures in place to protect your data. You just never know when a data breach or misuse will happen. So I urge you to be mindful of the information you share. If you're curious about ChatGPT's data policy, I'll link it in the show notes. You must be asking yourself, what do I do to protect my data? Well, I'm so glad you asked, because there's a way to turn off chat history and data training. From the website, on the bottom left-hand side, you will see your user profile icon and your name. When you click it, choose Settings. From Settings, choose Data Controls. Toggle the button to turn off chat history if you want, and turn off chat training. The caveat is you have to turn these features off per device. So if you're turning it off on your computer, you have to go on your phone and turn it off there too, and then your iPad, and then your second laptop or your desktop. So basically, go into each device and turn off training and chat history. Since it gives you the option to turn off chat history or training, it's up to you if you want to leave the chat history on. Personally, I don't keep it on. It's just because I want to keep my data private. Now that you're armed with all the information you need to make a good decision about how you use ChatGPT, I would say, still go fact check me. Go do your own research so you feel confident in the information you're consuming. Use that big, beautiful brain of yours to do the work to think creatively, problem solve, and continuously learn. You did amazing things on your own before AI. Let's be smart in the way we leverage this tool. It's meant to help us advance our thinking and not think for us. All right, see you in the next episode. Bye. Thanks for joining me today. If you found any value in today's episode, it would mean so much to me if you left me a review on Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to share the podcast on Instagram and tag me at @MaggieSongCo. If you need support in whatever capacity, I invite you to book a call with me to see how I can serve you. I offer one-on-one coaching as well as a full signature program to guide you through your leadership journey. I'm glad to help however I can. All right, I'll see you in the next episode.